did he get to yesterday?
I think he got to
Mishnah Tabin and Zion. Good, beautiful. Okay. Now, here comes my disclaimer. My regular disclaimer, but over here, it's going to be in Gaya over three blocks.
No, not in Zion.
I asked you which one. I didn't know. I'm not arguing.
No, I'm saying people. That Mishnah.
You got to Nubava Midbez?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a different story than the Zion. Well, I'm sorry.
The bottom.
He did the Mishnah?
No, I would start the Mishnah if I were you.
Okay. Zuck the Mishnah. Did I start to record? Okay, Zuck the Mishnah. Hanayzim in a year, mutalik and kanis l'tchuma. You make a netter from a city, you're allowed to enter the tchum of the city. Tchum is the $2,000, 2,000 amas that go around the city. Now, I'm not here to teach Erevin of how you measure tchum. But whatever way you draw the border of the city, there are two things that go in afterwards. Right after you finish drawing the boundary of the city, which is a difficulty in itself, because it has to be a square. So you square off the city, that's the city. That has nothing to do with the tchum. That is the boundaries of the city. Right out of the boundaries of the city, you get 70 and two-thirds amas. Those 70 and two-thirds amas are not the tchum. They are called the Ibur of the city. Ibur means, literally, pregnancy, addition, right? A woman is muberes, she has an addition. The city has a built-in addition. It's a machlokes amaroim in Masechtas Erevin, whether it applies to all cities or not, but we're not learning Erevin now. The Mishnah here is assuming that there is an Ibur for whatever reason, and therefore that is called the Ibura shel year. After the Ibur of the year, you start measuring 2,000 amas. That is the rule. Now, there's a major difference. I'm just informing this just to put it in perspective. Any house located in the Ibur of the year expands the city. You can't square off a city unless you include all houses within the Ibur shel year, because that's what happens. The way you measure a city is in the end of the city needs 70 and two-thirds amas of no houses, of no living spaces where people live or could live. And you have to do that on all four sides, and that's where you square off the city. So when we square it off, we include the Ibur shel year, because that's how we find out whether the city is bigger than that or not. So theoretically, if I have a city and 50 amas out of the city is another house, that's part of the city. And therefore, you square it off from there. So it becomes 70 and two-thirds amas where there's no living places, and that's where you square out the city. So there's an Ibura Shalir, and then there is a Tchum that goes afterwards. So if a person bans himself from a city, he's allowed to go into the Tchum Shalir, but also the Kanas Ibura. The Ibura is considered part of the city, whereas the Tchum is considered outside of the city. You have a Tchum outside of a city. The Ibura is considered part of the city, the additional to the city. The tchum is not an additional to the city. The ibur is. But from the house, you don't get any additional. Your usher from the banger, for less a better word, what did you call the agav?
Door frame.
From the place where the door closes. Now, some doors today close on the outside of the house. That's, I think, the way they like to build houses today. In those days, the doorway was bigger, and the door came in. It did not go flush with the outside of the house. You walked into the doorway before you got to the door. It would be like people who have a screen door, and then they have a regular door. If the screen door weren't there, you walk into the place where the screen door would be, even though you haven't entered the door where the door closes. Agav is where the door closes. Anything within that is in the house. Anything out of that, even though it's under the doorway, is considered out of the house. That is what the Mishnah is saying. Meaning we don't add anything to the house like we do to a city. We say house is house, and where does the house end? The house ends in the doorway where the door closes. That's where outside of that door closure is outside the house. Inside the door closure is inside the house. That's what the Mishnah says.
We have a Mishnah that says, we have a Mishnah like that. We had a Mishnah that says, Bias and Leah, remember that?
That was only by the first floor and second floor. We didn't describe what the boundaries of a house is. So one has nothing to do with the other.
No, I just thought that since it was from a boundary, we put this part of Mishnah.
Exactly, because it's trying to contrast.
Yeah.
That's why the Avo, you notice Avo, but. What's but? It's a different halacha. You know him in a year, you know him in a bias. No, there's a contrast here. In the city, we give you extra, and in the house, we don't. That's the Avo. Belongs here. Zakarash. Vasili Khanas Libura, Shivim Amad Shirayim, 70 and a little extra, it's about 2/3. Shinais and Isa Ibur Lair. Umeham Ulahal Bala Maidid and Tchum Shabbos. From them and further, you count the Tchum Shabbos. Minahagil Bufnim, Mimakam Hagafas Adelas. Where the door closes, the closure of the door, again, I don't know what it's called in English, what did he call it?
Door jam.
The door jam? It's the door jam. Whatever it is, it's Agav. Something in my right turn. Minalan, the Ibura de Masa Kamasa Dami. How do I know that the Ibura of the city is considered part of the city? Now, it's very interesting, we bring Sukkim here. Again, this would depend on vernacular of people. We're talking about Nedarim. We look to Psukim to see how the Psukim do it. I guess there was not a clear vernacular. So therefore, we look to the Psukim, what it means. Yes, yes.
We're dealing with legally defined objects.
We're dealing with vernacular of people.
No, we're dealing with the evil of the city is a legal object as defined by
Okay, I will beg to differ with you, Dr. Schwab. I will not say no. I will say I beg to differ and tell you that we're dealing with totally what people call a city. If people did not mean the Eber of the city, if we were clear, we wouldn't care what it says in the bus. Because that's not what people mean. Nether means what people mean with the word. So I don't care what the Pasuk calls it. That's the problem here. We go by Lashon Bnei Adam, not by Lashon HaTorah.
I understand what you're saying, but I think this would seem to be a different thing.
If people don't mean it, they don't mean it. So that's what I'm saying. There's no clear defined vernacular.
There is a legal obligation to wear tefillin.
Again, tefillin has no...
It's a legal object. It's not matter with vernacular.
That's not true. If a guy would knight him in a tefillin and people did not use tefillin the way the Torah did, it would mean what people mean, not what the Torah means. It happens to be that people in vernacular refer to tefillin to what the Torah means.
It must be that I'm wrong, but I really
am. It's clear that the Gemara says you're wrong.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. But this seems to be a horse of a different color from most of what we've been talking about, like a house.
Again, I don't know. Manala, the Ibura de Masa Kamasa Dami. It says he was in Yerichai. Now there's a problem. My Yerichai. Elay may be Yerichai Mamish. This is talking about when he was in Yerichai before Yerichai was conquered. So how can he be in Yerichai? Because Yerichai is a garris of Usugaris. Yerichai was double locked. Meaning, the Mepharshim say, nobody can go in and nobody can go out. That's the double lush in Segaris and Usugaris. Some Mepharshim translated that way. There might be other translations. I just remember that one. El Shmami Na Bibura. Must be. What? They didn't let people in your city leave, and they didn't let anybody from out of the city come in. Yerichai was locked. What's locked and locked? There's double lush in here. Some cities are locked, they don't let people in, but you can leave, and some people's cities are locked. You can't get in and you can't get out. So that's the double lush. Again, it has nothing to do with what we're interested in. I'm just typing the words in Segaris and Musgaris. Archgore might type it differently. I don't know if he does. I don't know. What if he types it as?
Great number of
Leiter. Elish Mamina, the Ibura. Eimatullah Bitchuma. How do you know where to draw the line? Obviously, he was out of the city. And we're calling him in the city. So how do you know that Chum is not the city? Right? How do you know? Sagt die Gemara, sie betrumme, ma da ist sie mechutz leir. Because by trum, the Torah says measure outside of the city. So trum is not the city. Here it says he was in the city, but he wasn't in the city. Must be there's an area outside of the city that is called city. And that is the Borah Shalir. Rashi, Sagt the Rosh, Siv Madaisim mechutz leir, am betrumme here, mikri chutz leir. Again, the way I understand it, could be others understand it differently, it's because there was no clear vernacular, therefore we look to the Pasuk for guidance. But he can be under the doorway. Yes, what's your problem?
Okay, so it comes out, Bura could be 40 miles.
No, it can't.
It can't?
No.
No, I'm saying
70 and two-thirds Amos.
There's a house.
That means it's in the city. That's the city. That's not Ibura.
Once there's a house in between those 70 Amos, we start again counting 70.
Yeah, because it's not that. That's the city. Excuse me. There's a house here in the Kailul. The next door is Kinneret, right? Is Kinneret in the same city as the Kailul? Or is Kinneret a new city? There's a driveway in between. What determines the boundary of the city? What's called the city? Is the fact that the Goyim decided that you go from Cleveland Heights to South Euclid, so therefore it's a new city because there's a sign that says welcome to South Euclid? Has no bearing in Halacha. It's one city. Call what you want. Because it has a different mayor and a different police force and they don't clean the streets. What makes it a different city?
Also, if you were writing in Geth, you would still write Cleveland Heights.
That's because you won't identify where he should come. In Halacha, we don't care what you write.
Again?
Yes, because we have to identify the exact place of the Geth. By the way, they write Cleveland. Yes, they write. Maybe they write Cleveland Heights, I'm not sure. But this is not Machlokes. Rabbi Grumer wouldn't write a Geth in Cleveland Heights.
No.
Because he held that it's not Cleveland.
It wasn't a matter of the spelling or something?
No, nothing to do with spelling. It had to do with whether it's one city or not. Yes?
Where would he go?
I would point out, not to belabor the point, one of the ways of interpreting this question is that the Lashon B'nai Adam here is Cleveland Heights.
Yes, it would affect Halacha better.
Whereas the term Ebor is, as I said before, a legal term.
Okay, I'm not going to sit and argue with you for the next hour. I stick to what I said because that's what the Gemara says, and I don't have to. I think it's a ridiculous. I mean, no offense to you, but it's not. It's not Negeya. Okay, so but on the outside of the bang jam, whatever you want to call that, it's mutter to go to. Masiv Ramari, the Yotzer Akayim in Abayas. This is in Parshas Sazria. When it talks about, Parshas Matira. The Yatsa Kayim in Abayas. The Kayim leaves the house, and then he locks the house up for 7 days. He has to be out of the house. Yachol, Yeluch Lebeisre Beyasker. I would think he should go out of the house and go back to his own house and then close the house. Tamid Leimer of Pesach Abayas. He goes to the door of the house. Frek de Breitza, Yel Pesach Abayas. Can he stand under the door frame, under the doorway? Can he stand there? Talmud Loimar. So the pasuk says, "Min habayis." Achiyetsa min habayis kuloi. Okay, Tat. So how do you have him at the door of the house, but not in the house? This is the brisa. Look, the brisa. Oimid betzad hamashkoi. He stands on the side, right outside the doorway. V'yasker. That's what the Braisa says. This is the part that we need. Is the doorway in or is the doorway out? We said the doorway is out once you're past the area where the door closes. And again, as I mentioned, I started, in those days the doorway went further than the door. So you can go to the doorway that's under, you're under the mashkleis, but you're out of the house. That's what we said. The door closes. Whatever is on the outside, it's on the outside. But the Braisa here says, no, min habayis. If you're under that doorway, you're not out of the house. So it's a contradiction to what our Mishnah said.
We sing Agav and Mashkev for the same thing.
Yeah. No, Agav is where the door closes, and Mashkev expands both within and without the Agav. Agav is the part that I don't have to hear. Yes, that's the Agav. Let's take a look at that doorway. You close the door, I assume that on the inside of the door, there's still doorway.
And there's a stopper, right?
Yes. Now, that part on the other side of the jam, is that in this room or is it out of this room? Well, it is, the Brisa says that if he stands there under the mashkas, see, the mashkas here is very narrow. They had wider mashkas. I have no idea. Those mashkas were amas big, 2 or 3 amas big. That's because they didn't want the door, at least according to the Misifta, they didn't want the door to get ruined by the elements. Exactly.
Are made of stone walls, and the stones are big. I mean,
you go into like a
little call what you want. It's not 10 amas long.
But it's before the actual door.
Again, the door is in the middle. It jams somewhere in the middle. There's an outside. There's an inside. Our Mishnah said outside that is out of the house. You can go in if you make a netter from the house. You can go under the doorway as long as you're not within the place where the door jams. And the Braita there says that he has to be out of there because the Pasuk says, Min
Habayah. We've actually done this before. We've done this in Erevin with the thickness of the walls and objects in the wall. And we've done this with doorways.
Right.
Many
according to that, Mashko means there is really not a real door there. Because if the
Agav... Again, Mashko means the top of the doorway. That's what it means.
There has to be something at the
part of the Agav.
No, again. Agav is the middle of the mashkaif. In the middle of your mashkaif, just like in that doorway. The mashkaif can be 3 amas long.
Deep. So, where would he put the mezuzah then? On the door or on that?
Great question. Pashtus in the door, but I'm not going to get involved in that now. We're not going to look at the mezuzah now.
All right. So, Agav, read this before you get to the door.
Again, I'm trying to figure out which way you're coming.
The actual closure door, the closing door. No?
I'm trying to. I got his weird bangs again.
Okay. Anything before that? Let's see, you have to go into a deep alcove.
According to the Mishnah, it's not part of the bayis.
Not part of the bayis.
Right. That's what the Mishnah said.
And when the Kohen would come,
you have to leave that, Dr. Bryce, because he has to be at Min HaBayis. And that's in the house.
There against the outside.
Says again, the Kayan has to close the door after he leaves. Frank the Bryce says, should he go home? No, because it says he has to be Pesach Habayis. Can he stay under the Mashkoid? No, because then he's not out of the house. It says, V'yotza menakayim and Habayis el Pesach Habayis. So the Bryce is interpreting, he has to be out of the door frame totally, out of the doorway, which you like to call alcove, I don't care what you want to call it, right? You have to be out of that in order to be out of the house. I'm trying to figure out what bothers you.
We're trying to... It's 28 here.
What?
Okay.
What?
Priyama is away. Away from the...
Again, the top of the doorway, let's say, had an ama outside the agav, and I'm inside the agav. In the middle, there was an agav that the door closed against. That's what happened.
Agav is within the mashkof?
Yes, in the middle of the mashkof. Like, I don't understand why we have to look at that door. There's a top. In the middle of the top, there's a jam.
I thought it would throw me off when you...
I have to move the clock.
The difference is, when you said the mezuzah, I know you said you don't want to talk about it.
I don't. I really don't. We're not learning the mezuzah now. This is the problem. We use one word, and then we're off the top. We're not going off the mezuzah now. Not in the chaos.
Would that tell me where the doorway is, or the mashkof is? Or
Again. We're talking Hilchos Neder now. Learn Hilchos Mezuzah a different time. Yes.
Oh, okay. I recall correctly that decades ago when we were in Shabbos or Erevin, that talking about taking something outside the door was very explicitly defined. If you were dragging something, you had to drag it all the way past the halfway point in the
picture. Now, Testament Aleph and Shabbos discusses if the door is open, the door is closed, what the status, whether it's a Carmelis or a Shishayachit under the doorway. That's what it discusses.
Okay. but gets into the...
Again, it's a machlokes there, it's a shaila there, what happens? We're not learning Hilchos Shabbos either, so it's not negated. That has to do with Rishus, not with house. Is that a domain, a private domain, or is that a karmelis? That's a totally different shaila. A karmelis needs, if it's open, it opens to a street, it's under a structure, that's the shaila of Masechta Shabbos, nothing to do with what we're talking about. Zog to Gemara Beiter. What if he didn't listen to the Torah? He went home and he closed it from there. Or he stayed under the mashkoif and he closed it from there. How do I know that it's called accomplish what the Torah wanted with the locking of the door? Shenemar, there's an other pasuk that says, he closed it. Could have said, no matter if you followed the instructions or didn't follow the instructions, the door is considered closed, and the 7 days of checking get start in Hilchos Tzaraas, which we are not learning today. So again, the question we have is under the doorway, out of the jam, in the house or out of the house? Our Mishnah says it's out of the house. That Braisa says it's not min habayis. You can get out of that area. That's the kasha. So the Gemara shining of habayis, the siv min habayis, there it's different, because since it says min habayis, it could have said v'yatza akayin el pesach habayis. Why does it say v'yatza akayin min habayis el pesach habayis? Well, if you go to pesach habayis, aren't you going out of the house? Why does the pasuk repeat itself, v'yatza akayin min habayis el pesach habayis? To tell me that the house here is not the house of regular, where under the doorway out of the jam is not the house. Here are the extra words min habayis say, get out of the whole structure. Get out of the whole thing. So therefore, you can't ask a question from Torah to Nedarim. Zakt, you know, this is one of the things, I apologize. When I prepare, I envision what's going to happen when I give this year, who's going to ask, what's going to ask. This Gemara I thought would fly by in 3 minutes. Everybody would understand that jam is a jam and a doorway is a doorway. It seems like I'm not getting that point across. There's a doorway beyond the jam. It's a doorway, but it's, the door is inside that doorway.
Beyond the jam.
It's beyond the jam on both sides. The door is in the middle. They did not have the door flush against the, even with the house. Like today, they make doors like I didn't look at the Kyle door. I think the Kyle door, the stones extend beyond the door. You know, when it rains outside, you get under the doorway and it doesn't rain on you, but you're out of the agav. You're out of the agav. You're under the, right, go out of here. It's raining outside and I want to save myself from the rain. I go under the thing that it protrudes from the doorway. Where am I? Am I in the house or am I out of the house? The door is closed. Not that it makes a difference for Nedder. The door is closed. It's raining outside. I don't want to be in the rain. So I go and stand under there for a few minutes till the rain slows down. That is the mashkaif. I'm under the mashkaif. But I'm out of the agav. Now, in our doors, very little space is given for that. But I gave the example. I don't have a screen door. Used to have a screen door. I don't have a screen door. So there's an area there where the screen door would go, and then there would be my regular door. Now that area is open. It's under the mashkaif, but it's out of the agav. Now, it happens to be not wide enough to do much, but if it would be a foot wider, it would be somewhere that I could stand under and save myself from rain and not be in the house.
My house is very big once it comes. I have in my side door a mamish, it's a huge...
That's not mashkaif. That's a porch. That's an awning or whatever you would call it. That's not part of the mashkaif. It's not under the bricks of the house.
What about a porch built into the house? The house above the porch.
So it's not a porch. It's a house.
What my thing is...
You mean your
first floor porch, and you have the rest of your house is immediately above this porch.
So again, so it's a great shaila. That would be cheder, yitzia. That would be that shaila of the last mishnah.
What did Rebbe say to me? If you cut my house off, I'm not serving anything.
Honestly,
is that part of it?
No, because you're not under the bricks of the house.
That's not love.
has to be under the bricks of the house?
That's right.
Who said that?
That's not a mashkalim. It's not a doorway. It's an addition. It's not a doorway. I was talking about go outside right here by the kail. There's a under the bricks of the kail is this doorway. It's under the structure.
Glass there that's higher than
maybe
ready to
turn
around.
It's
got above it. Maybe that's not being stored on top.
Yeah, this
the,
is inside, not the
outside.
That would be the mashkalim out of the agav. You can't fit there because it's very narrow.
Actually, I think what you're talking about is a different term in Aramaic word, which is the slightly roofed area around the atrium in the middle, and I'm blocking on the name of it.
That's a habayis. That's a habayis. What is that for? In other words, why is it throwing that in?
Again, the Torah is trying to tell you where it wants the kayan to stand when he closes the door.
That's only a direction.
Yes.
Okay.
This is where the Torah wants the kayan to be. Now, the Torah says if he doesn't, he's not there, it still works.
By the window, it still works, but ideally it's...
We want him to stand next to the doorway. Dr. Rush. Now, the Rush is bothered. How do you close it from your house? So, the Rush wants to say it's through remote. But since they didn't have remote in those days, so he says, either you have a long rope that from your house you can pull it closed, because the Kayan has to close it. Or you point the Shliach. Talmud Leimer on Pesach Abayis, Tiel Pesach Abayis, Yochel Yamit Takas Amashka B'yasker, I'm sorry, I think they take out the word Pesach. Alma Karinim Bay, the HaPesach Bayis. The HaPesach, the doorway is called Bayis. Not they call it Pesach Habayis, they don't call it Pesach Habayis. They call what we call the doorway, they call Bayis. Now, over here, if you want to get into Lomdus, which we're not, the Rush seems to say a Shliach would work. A Shliach wouldn't work. If you send a shliach from your house, you're not doing what the Torah wanted. The Torah wants you at the doorway. I sent a shliach there. Why can't he be me? I sent the shliach, stand by the door of the house and close the door. The Brises say, no, you cannot send a shliach and do it for you. You have to be at the doorway of the house. So it gets into ball. Why doesn't shlichus work there? We're not going there. I'm just pointing out that the Rush said there's two ways you can do it from your house, which is not the way the Torah wants you to do it. But you did it. Either by a rope or by sending a shliach. You did it through the shliach, but you weren't mekayem the mitzvah of Pesach Habayis. Why? That's a long you should talk about shlichus. We're not learning that now.
Really? We mean, so the Rush is arguing with halacha?
What do you mean?
What the Rush says, shlichus will work.
It works for closing the door like a rope works. Your shliach is you. But not for the halacha Pesach Habayis. Again.
Maybe saying this because you learned that halacha was somewhere.
Again.
How do you know this doesn't work by this case?
Because the Rush told me. It's a Gemara, but the Rush told it to me.
What do you mean? It's
the Rush has a problem. The Brisa said you shouldn't go home and close it. But if you did, it's okay. How did you close it from home? You have to close the door. When you go home, how do you close the door? There's a practical question here. But the evidence works. Right? The Brisa said maybe you can do it l'chatchila. No, you can't do l'chatchila. Right? Now, I want to know, how do you know? How do you do it? Physically, how do you do it? That works with the evidence. The client has to close it. How does he close it from home? What is the physical thing that he does?
Oh, but let's just say someone else sees the door open, and I just...
No, it doesn't work. The kayan has to close it.
Let's say someone sees the door open, and it wasn't my shliach, and it was...
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all.
No, it's not his gear. The kayan has to close the door. So what you see here is an interesting fact. The kayan closes the door through a shliach. He closed the door. But he didn't do what the Torah wanted, him to stand Pesach Habayis. His shliach stood Pesach Habayis.
About this?
I just pointed it out. I said it's not for now.
Who speaks about
it? I have no idea. Yitzchak Margaret noticed it, yes, this morning. Right. I speak about it. I don't have an answer, but I'm just pointing out that it's something to discuss. Okay, now I get to issue my disclaimer half an hour after I wanted to issue it. I thought this would take 4 minutes. I know how to mean that this would be an issue. Doorway, daga.
We're not construction workers. This is.
I understand. It doesn't bother me. I'm here. I'm not in a rush. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just wanted. It was like shocking to me. That's all. Sometimes I walk in, I get shocked. Sometimes I have a very hard gemara. I said, I'm not going to go anywhere. And then all of a sudden, nobody has any questions. It goes like, you know. So I guess maybe it's my fault. I wasn't as prepared as I should be. Right, sir.
There's something about mathematical irreducibility. There's absolutely no way. I mean, I would be interested in success rates because there is really no way that you can predict.
Yeah, I try, but I'm obviously wrong sometimes. Okay, I want to issue a disclaimer. There's going to be a three-blot sugya. It's a three-blot sugya from Nun Zion to the end of the parish. It's going to take a while. This is not the it's a three-blot sugya. But in this sugya, there's a bunch of machlokes rishaynims where the Rush lines up not like the Ran. So we learn Rush. Archgro might learn Ran. I don't know. So, right. So that's the disclaimer I'm issuing. There's going to be pshatim here that Archgo might say differently, and there's nothing wrong. They can learn like the Ran. The Rush learns not like the Ran. At least I prepared one blot. In this blot, there's already two machlokes. So I'm just pointing out, as I was preparing, that this is going to be an issue because it's people look at Archgo, nothing wrong with that. It's great and wonderful, and it's a very big, unbelievable thing, but it's not going to help you with the Rajas shot. Okay, let's go. Dr. Mishnah. What? Again, let's go. Kind of look at the Ran size and look at the Rajas size and decide which one you want to learn. Dr. Mishnah Vaitan. Kind of Paris Ayadu Alai. If a guy bans these fruits on him, kind of Haim Alpi. He bans them on his mouth, just saying the same thing. He cannot use the exchange or what grows from it. Zuck the rush. If he went and exchanged it, now there's no second party involved. Ruvain bans certain fruit on himself. I don't care who owns the fruit. He can own the fruit. Somebody else can own the fruit. He said, these fruits are banned from me. These fruits are banned from me. So now he goes and he exchanges the fruit. He sells it. Or he exchanges it for a box of tissues. Can he use the box of tissues or not? He never banned himself from a box of tissues. He banned himself from 10 apples. And now these 10 apples became a box of tissues. Is he usher or is he not usher? Zok de Mishnah, usher b'chilufeyan. That's chilufeyan. Ibegduleya means if he planted one of those apples, now apple trees take a long time to grow, but let's say it's not apples, it's wheat. He would not be able to use the wheat that grows from that kernel because that is gidulehan, that is considered part of what he bends. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Dr. Rush.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi,
yes.
When as soon as he mentions P, his mouth, why is that the same as just saying konam?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question. It's even more than that, because the Rush understands that by saying P does not mean only eating. He means banning it on myself, even though he used the word P and lippy, and I don't know why.
Right.
Because I would have said P means eat, and the next line is
right,
that eat is different. So
right,
but,
sounds like he's specifying eating. Okay.
Yeah, the Mishnah, the next case in the Mishnah is going to say, Kainam Perish Ani Oichul Ushani Tayam. And there, the Gemara Mishnah says, he's not Asr Chilupin Gedulim. It's only if it's Asr Bahano that he's Asr Chilupin Gedulim. If he says, Shani Oichul Ushani Tayam, he's not Asr Bahano. So then he can exchange it. So what's bothering Harvey, and it bothered me, is why isn't the word P the same as saying, I won't eat? I don't know the answer. I wonder if Archibald says anything. I don't know why saying this is bad lepi, or pi al pi, doesn't mean that just bad eating. The Rishayim assume
he quotes
bad,
the.
Yeah.
Yeah. He quotes the Rifa saying, "I'm just seeing this. Although he states it's forbidden to his mouth, this is merely another way of saying that it's forbidden to him." But I don't understand that.
Again, I have the same problem, but that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. Again, that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying, yes?
Well, it's a chronological answer, which is
right. It is because it is. Right. Again, maybe in those days, that's what people meant. Again, I'm trying to put myself into their culture. I can't. In my culture, if you say bad on my mouth, you're talking about eating. In their culture, obviously, in the Mishnah's way, it didn't mean that. So it's hard to... I can't explain it, but that's what it says.
Well, sometimes you will explain things by saying that simply was the common practice.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In Mechlifa L'chatchila Asher Sokta Rosh, Asher HaMachlif B'Demeyam. Now, this is a rabbinic iser. Biblically speaking, the box of tissues are not the fruit. Now, I wasn't allowed to have pleasure from the fruit. I violated that. I got myself a box of tissues, but that's not what I banned by the netter. So I was a bad boy, and I violated my netter by getting a box of tissues for the fruit. I had anoa from the fruit. I got a box of tissues out of them. But...
I can't use them.
One second. Biblically speaking, I can use the box of tissues. The netter said fruit. This is not fruit. Came along to Rabbanon and said, no, we make that box of tissues have the halacha of fruit. Only to the person... Who changed it? The guy himself changed it for a box of tissues. He can't use the box of tissues. If somebody else would have changed that fruit for a box of tissues, he wouldn't be ushered in because he didn't violate anything. It's a rabbinic iser to the violator of his own netter. Zuktaraj. I don't know if his son is allowed to do it to begin with. It's not his. But if his son did it, he can use the box of tissues. That's what it said.
Remember saying before we started, he says there's only one party here.
Right.
What do you mean? So if he owns the box of tissues, if he owns the box...
I didn't mean that. I misunderstood. When I said one party, I meant it's not that Reuven banned Shimon's fruit or Shimon banned Reuven from using his fruit. The guy banned himself. That's what I meant to say. There's nobody that banned him. He banned himself. That's what I meant by one party.
Oh, so just all it means is that he banned. So now Ramosha has the tissues.
And
now, yes. Who's doing what? If Ramosha would say, you know what, I'll trade you the tissues for the fruit.
It takes two to trade.
It takes two to trade. The bottom line is, can I use it then?
No.
If he does the...
You did it. You agreed. You gave your fruit for about the tissues. I don't care who says the words. You exchange your fruit for a box of tissues.
That's right. I use this one. I use another person.
That's a different story. He's saying that I wasn't the one. The guy himself didn't exchange the fruit. Somebody else came and said, let me change this fruit for the box of tissues. This
right.
Son.
That is fruit. How can you do that?
That's what I said. It's a problem how he could do it to begin with. But if somebody were to do it, he wouldn't be answered. Maybe he told his son, do what you want.
He said that. I agreed to it.
That he has changed it. I mean, again, if he does the transaction, if he's involved in the transaction, then he did it. If he allows and says, I don't care what my son does, then he's not involved in the transaction. Why did I say it? I'm reading a Rush, and I'm still trying to read the Rush. Let's read it. Zok de Rush. In Mechlifun L'chatzila, Asur HaMachlif, the one who did the exchange, is Asur B'demeyan. Why? Because midrabbanan asri demay ko isuriana. Because Rabbanan banned all money or items gained from isuriana. That's why I said it. Because the Rush said the word lemachlif. You notice that? To the exchanger. Why is the Rush throwing in lemachlif? Begidulei kainam asurim ki gidulei hegdish. Rabbanan said, what grows from something that's usher with a nether is like it grew from Hegdish. What then? This is the Rosh Hashita. Ran argues. The Rosh says, this is true, even if the guy did not say these fruits. He said, kainam apples on me. All apples. He didn't say peres elu. Dr. Rush, kivan d'amar kainim lehiskar achila. Since he said kainim and didn't mention only for eating purposes, asir atzmai b'chilupin v'gedulin. He banned himself. That ban, Rabbanan said, includes exchanges and growth. So why did the Mishnah mention elu? Right, that's a very interesting thing. If a guy banned himself from all apples, well, obviously apples will grow, or apples. You don't need an asri because it grew from these apples. It's asri because it's apples. Reuven said, I banned myself from all apples. So the apples that grow are apples. I don't need it to be because it grew from the thing that's asri. It itself is asri. It's apples. Again, a person can ban himself from Le'bali Yilam. And that it can be Chawra, Davis Le'bali Yilam. We had that earlier. Right? So therefore, I don't need it to be Gedulin. So the fact that the Mishnah talks about Gedulin means we're talking about specific apples. That's why the Mishnah said Elu. But even if it didn't say Elu, he would be Aser B'chilupin. Gedulin happens to be that it's only Aser B'chilupin. The reason it's called Gedulin is because itself it's not Aser. If he bends himself from all apples, then the Gedulin are apples. I don't need Gedulin. It's Aser because that is the nether. Rumi says I won't have that pleasure from apples. Then the apples that grow are apples. I don't need it to be because it grew from these apples. They're Aser because they're apples. But since the Mishnah calls it Gedulin, the Mishnah is trying to tell me it's not Aser by itself. It's Aser because it came from something. So therefore the Mishnah said, he said these apples. But as far as Chalipin is concerned, it makes no difference. If he changes apples for a box of tissues, whether he said these apples or all apples, the box of tissues would be Aser. The He banned himself in all apples. Or you could say that Gedulin, the Rush says, I can get out of it. I can say that really not all things that grow from apples are apples, because there's a stage of growth that it's not yet an apple. It grew from the apple, but it didn't develop into an apple. To be called an apple, it has to be a certain size. If it didn't get to that size, it's a non-apple. Because it's Gedulin, it would be Aser. So it could be that even if a guy bans himself in all apples, you still need the halacha of Gedulin as it's growing and hasn't reached apple yet. So the Rush says, I said that the reason it says Elu is because of Gedulin, you can swing out of that. That really, there's Gedulin even without the word Elu. There's a stage of growth that it's not yet an apple. And still it's Aser because of Gedulin. That's what the Rush says. In every fruit, the Mishnah and Maestras, I believe, talks about at what point it's called an apple. At what point is it called a grape? At what point is it called a fig? In every growth process, when does it become an apple? What?
The Rebbe would say, a person in those days, he would say an apple. He even being talking about a little seed. You think about the seed that's coming. How long does it take to grow an apple? 40 years it takes? He's saying apples. He's thinking about the little seed.
Again, the guy banned himself from all apples. End of story. All apples. If he lives to 100, every apple that grows is banned from him. He said all apples.
What of the trees that
grew? He didn't say trees. He said apples.
I thought Rebbe said stages.
In the growth of the fruit, I don't think the tree is included.
Stages?
I still don't think the tree is included. Even though you asked me what's the difference, I'm not sure.
Wouldn't Rebbe say stages makes a difference in regards to what?
Rebbe said it, not me.
No, wouldn't Rebbe say stages makes a difference?
No, because Meister's. At what point is it Chayav and Meister? At what point is it? There got to be brachas that makes a difference. When do I make a bayir p'eitz? When is it a shakul near b'dvarai?
So we're saying, but regards to lashem le'adam, we don't think that way.
Again, it's a drabbanon de ke'iser. It has nothing to do with lashem le'adam. Rabbanan came along and said, if a guy bans himself with apples, we ban him and what grows from apples. And we ban him in Chalipa. He didn't mean the box of tissues. He meant the apples. Now, there is a run that doesn't learn like I just said. What I just said now is not like the run. I don't know. I'm not in their mindset. They treated it like Hegdish, I think. They wanted to treat kind of like Hegdish. That's where I think they came from. Again, but it's a Drabanavik Isser. Not necessarily, again, the Ran disagrees with what I'm saying. Not necessarily is it because that's what he meant.
There has to be a love disagreement.
Yes, Drabanavik wanted to treat it like Hegdish. That's what the Rush said. We can do the kind of Masurim, we can do the Hegdish. He only asked himself at eating and tasting it, not in pleasure. So therefore the box of tissues is not eating the apple. What grows from the apples is not eating the apple. It's having hanah from the fact that you had an apple. You weren't usher in hanah from the apple. You were only usher in the eating of the apple. You didn't eat the apple.
Again, it's not from the apples itself, right? The time of the new apple is not associated.
Exactly. That's what the Mishnah said. Exactly. The time of the new apple is not the time of the old apple.
I can sell the apples.
You can sell the apples.
Eat new apples.
You can sell the apples and get tissues or whatever else you want for it. Correct. You never banned yourself from that. You said you won't eat apples. You didn't say you won't have pleasure from apples.
You're eating apples, though.
No. If you said elu. You're right. Without elu, you do liver apples. Right. I'm not. I just meant to say that it's not. Look to Mishnah Vayter. B'davar shezari kala. Now, I'm going to translate it the way they translate it. There are two kinds of things that grow from the ground. Wheat kernel, when you plant the wheat kernel, it rots in the ground. And after it rots, it starts growing and sprouting out a new plant. Is that seed around now? Not at all. It's totally gone. Totally gone. Then there is the onion. The onion does not rot in the ground. The onion stays in the ground. It even expands. You plant it, that little onion becomes a bigger onion, and things grow from it. That onion never leaves. It's there now, and it's there after you planted the things, after things grow. Unlike the wheat kernel that doesn't exist anymore. So this halacha, that gedulim or mutter by shani aycho shani tayim, is only true by something that the seed doesn't exist anymore. So you're not eating anything from the seed. The seed's gone. You're not tasting anything from the seed. The seed is gone. It rotted in the ground. And the onion is still there. Therefore, what grew from the onion is considered the taste of the onion. The onion is there. It provides its taste through to the others. So therefore, even if you say, shani yecho shani tayim, things that are zaroy are not kala, which means what you plant doesn't rot. It remains there. In fact, it grows. That is asers the gedulin only, even when the things that grow, because that's considered more taste-like.
Elu change anything with that?
No.
The onion, when you put it in the ground, it makes a flower with seeds in that flower for the next generation of onions.
It doesn't grow onions?
Underground more, like spread out? No. It makes a seed on the top with a flower, and that little seed becomes now a new one. Drops an onion seed also. The three onions grow.
So nothing grows except the onion expands.
It'll expand.
That's what you're saying. It says it expands.
I don't know if it eventually rots. I think once it flowers, it rots.
You can buy onion seeds, right?
You can eat it.
You can eat the leaves.
You can eat the leaves from it.
It tastes like onions.
The leaves do.